Leave it there. What's up, party people? Everybody good? Yeah? Sweet. Who had Chick-fil-A for lunch? Jealous, jealous. I have a 5-month-old baby who has a really annoying gut problem right now, and I'm nursing him anyways. So he has like a sensitivity to dairy and soy and corn and something else, egg. Like, I eat an egg every day, but not anymore. So no Chick-fil-A for this mama, but it's okay. I'm glad that you guys enjoyed it. Oh, how's everyone's day going? Amazing. Good. Awesome. So good. It sounds like the sessions have been incredible. I'm just going to preface this with, I've never done this before. So all the grace shown this way, please. I'm Katrina Robert. Thank you for choosing my workshop. I'm so honored that you're here. today we're going to talk about revival through the arts and why your God-given creativity matters. Yes, let's go. Okay, so who is in the room? I want to know what you do, why you chose this one. Who do we have? What's your creative discipline? Who wants to be brave? I know there's a songwriter over here. Musician, who else? Hi. Yeah. Yeah, you. You produce music. Amazing. Very cool. Very cool. Okay, who else? In the back. More music. Awesome. Very cool. You like working on something right now, or is it? Very cool. What? Your school, yeah. Amazing. So good. Yeah. Oh, love. Yes. Yes. We love interiors. Yeah. What? Where? Like just anywhere? Like they just. No way! That's so fun. Okay, who's like the craziest or that you were most excited about doing? Yeah. Well, it's only March. Like, what? Let's go. Okay, so can you hook up this room with some passes or? That's amazing. Very cool. Awesome. Awesome. And this isn't about like who has the cooler thing or whatever, right? Of course. Like, I just want to know who's in the room. So what else? What else? Any graphic designers out there? Hey, me too, me too. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Painters? Little dabbling. Okay. Or are you just like, yes, I do this, but not really. Oh my goodness. Okay. So you do painting. Yes. Okay. Any more musicians or songwriting peeps? Yeah. I see you. Very cool. So good. Anybody else? Be brave. Be brave. Yes. Cool. What's the plan after that? Okay, no plan. We love it. Yeah. Oh boy. No pressure. Well, you need to listen to the voice of the Lord for that, but we'll get into that. That's awesome. Okay. Anybody else? Oh. Yeah. There's a few more. I want to hear them all. Yeah. Animator, so cool. Yeah, stripes. Oh, I love it. Tried it, hated it. Couldn't. My brain didn't. No, it didn't work that way. Okay, blue jacket. Amazing. That's super cool. Okay, since you just snuck into the front here, what do you do? What do you like to create?
I'm in school right now.
Yeah. I'm thinking computer programming. Amazing. Let's go. Brainy. That's some tough work. Good stuff. That's awesome. Very cool. Well, oh, I love it. I love there's so many diverse different creative disciplines. That's awesome. So guys, welcome. We're gonna chat today about creativity, about calling. And I would love to end with a little bit of prayer time. We're just gonna like offer our gifts that God's given us back to the Lord. And then we can do a little bit of Q&A if we've got time. But to start, I would love to just give you a tiny bit of background on who I am and, oh, hi, welcome, find a seat. As people keep trickling in. So I love creativity, anything creative. I live and breathe it. You know when it's just like part of you and you're just like, everything, I just want to try everything and you just see the world in a different way. So God made me that way. I do graphic design as a job, but I also do songwriting and photography, and I love like writing and embroidery, like with needlework. Only got a couple chairs left. Come on in. Come on in. Yeah. Whoa, really? Amazing. Baking. Love it. Yeah, see? Creative. Live and breathe the creativity. I love it. Yeah, come on in, grab a seat. Hi, it's okay. Come on in. There's two chairs up here. Yeah, is that your bag under there?
Oh, yeah, I just picked
Oh, got it. Come on in. Sweet. Well, since you guys are just joining us, we just like went around the room kind of sharing some different, like what people's different creative disciplines are. So I'd love to hear what you guys are dabbling in or doing full time.
We're actually we're both in and so I'm
Hi.
all in a film program together. So
We're all in.
You all,
yeah, we're all in the
okay.
same school.
Cool, cool.
So
Okay. Oh, that's amazing.
but yeah, so we're like for me it's a lot of writing and directing.
Yeah, very cool. What school? Amazing, amazing. Welcome. Okay. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've been creative since I was a little kid. And it's funny, like when you like look back on your life and you're like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense that I'm like so into the arts now, because I was just always noticing like logos and trying to like make my own logos. And I had this little like foot massage business, only in my family, of course. I'm not touching anybody else's feet, but and my older sister, who's like 10 years older than me, she worked a retail job, and she would come home, she'd be like, Trine, please, just I just need a foot massage, please. My feet are so tired. And so I had like this whole, I made receipts, I was drawing like logo, I had a whole thing, and it was, you know, you're playing house until you get older and then you can do it for real. But I just love that, like you can look back and see, oh, God has always made me this way. That's so funny. Anyways, I'm also musically inclined. My dad was a bassist in a 1970s Japanese psychedelic rock band. So there's that, it's pretty sick. But he met my mom. He was visiting Toronto from Japan with his band, and they met. He didn't even speak English, and they fell in love. Like that's the kind of thing that's in a film, right? It's so good. So my parents have always been really creative and entrepreneurial. My dad was a successful watch designer, and my mom just has like a super creative spirit, really creative thinker, always adding fun to things and problem solving. And so that was my upbringing, was like they always encouraged me to be creative and to seek out those things. And they showed me too that like business and creativity could be, you know, fused together and work well. It was just like a natural pairing. So I went to university at York and Sheridan. It was a joint program in design for 4 years. And I will just say, I'm not like a super schooly person. Not my vibe. I don't do super well in like a classic learning environment. There's so many like critiques and stuff, and your work just feels so vulnerable and personal, and like people are just shredding it, and you're just like, my heart, okay, and it's no more, please. I get it. It's not good. So during school, I did a bit of freelance work, but then I got married, and then I actually started working at Muskoka Woods, which they have a booth here. I worked with them for 2 years, and that was such a fun job. I love. If you don't have plans this summer, go work there. It's amazing. I love that place. So I worked there full time for a couple of years, and then my husband Trevor, he was working at our local church in the worship ministry. So he's also a very creative person. Then God called us to a school of ministry in California, and we packed everything up and we drove across the continent. And it was like a program where you could do 1, 2, or 3 years. And we're like, we're going full send, 3 years, let's go. And we got there and the Lord's like, you're going home after this 1 year. And we're like, what? Come on, the California dream. So, and that was like confirmed again and again. So we came home after that year, and it was a really beautiful year. We learned so much, and the Lord just like was really calling things out of us as individuals, but also as a couple. So that was just beautiful. So in 2010, we were praying. We've always really felt so drawn to the creative. We want to pastor and disciple creatives like that. That is our heartbeat. So through prayer, God gave us this image of a tapestry being woven. And when we asked the Lord, like, yeah, what is the name? God said, it's Tapestry Collective, and it is different stories and creative gifts and people being woven together across Canada, creating excellent art that brings him glory. And our big thing is revival through the arts. Like, we want to see, you know, people coming to know Jesus through the excellent art that we're making, right? Like, not this like cheesy, gimmicky Christian stuff that sometimes you see out there, right? Like, actually stuff that is excellent, awesome, glorifying, and maybe cool, maybe a little bit cool, who knows. bringing God glory and drawing people to his heart. But also like seeing artists themselves being revived and experiencing renewal as well. Because creativity can be lonely, and the church hasn't always been like the best at navigating creatives. We can be kind of difficult and don't put me in a box, you know, emotional, all the things, but there is a place for you in the church. Yes. So this past year, Tapestry Collective has been like a dream of ours for so many years, but this past year we finally like kind of went public. And the way that we are kind of discipling creatives is through our monthly, this is going to be like a tiny plug, just in case you guys want to join the community, but we do monthly community Zoom calls. There's one on March 26th coming up. We invite people to our Discord community to just chat all things art. We connect people if people want to collaborate. We're starting our first in-person events. We have one coming up in April in Stouffville, which is where we live. And we're going to do another one in November if anyone is interested in that. So it's just a full day of connecting with other creatives and being poured into. We're going to pray over people. We're going to there's actually like a practical workshop where you can make a plan for like over 90 days to launch your project. Because this is the thing, guys, is like artists, creators, sometimes like you just get in your head and you overthink things, and it's like you see all the roadblocks, right? But like then the art is not getting out and releasing God's glory, right? So we want to help you like get the art out there. Like the world needs to see it. So do it. we're hoping to do some meetups this summer as well. And we have, We have our first devotional publication, Strands, which we have a table over there and you can meet my husband and my really cute baby, Jack. And you can flip through the book. So it was done in collaboration with different Canadian Christian artists. And it's got articles, beautiful visuals to kind of like walk you into encounter with the Lord. And then you can, each article ends with a prompt that you can journal through and, you know, listen to God's voice. So we'd love to talk to you after this or over at the table. Come say hi. We're over by the women's washroom. All right. So Why does any of this matter? Why does creativity matter? Creativity is central to who God is and who we are as his image bearers. The very first thing that God reveals about himself in the Bible, before he shows that he's kind or powerful or all-knowing or whatever, all the things, he shows that he's creative. Isn't that wild? Like, the creation story, boom. Something from nothing, he calls it into existence, and he shows us that he is a creative God. So when we create, we are reflecting that beautiful nature of God. And I believe that it brings joy to God, especially when we co-create with him, when we invite him into the process and create as worship. Or I don't know if any of you ever create just like as a way of processing things, processing emotion or relationships or just your life, like the trajectory of your life. Yeah. You can see it more than ever right now that there is like this massive openness to Jesus. Like, I know there is oppressive stuff and whatever, but there is like this new hunger, especially in your generation. Like, people are hungry and they're open to Jesus. They're looking for answers. They want truth. And beauty is a beautiful doorway to truth. I have personally been working at the town that we live in, the town of Stouffville, as a graphic designer for 2.5 years. I'm currently on mat leave. And that is not like Christian work, but I know that they see something different in me, right? Like, I get to just release God's kingdom among these non-believers. And so they're so sweet. Like, when we released Strands, our book, a few of them bought the book, and which was really kind. I was like not expecting that, but they bought it. And like one of them, literally one of the girls that I worked with, she was a witch and she bought the book just like really spiritually open, right? Like, she's just like, yeah, like, let's see, let's, I want to read this. Like, this is crazy. This is so, she was just like, she had a grid for beauty. And so she was like really open to that. And she also had a grid for spirituality. And she like read me, she opened it and she was like, she read a line and then she's like, holy F. I'm just like, Jesus, I love this. Like, this is just so like raw and beautiful. And like, she's just like responding the way that she knew how, right? And it's like, but that, like, literally the word of God getting into her hand, like, there's scripture all throughout this book. And now it's in her home, in her very dark home. Like, I can't even, that's too much for my heart. That's amazing. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if anyone listens to John Mayer's podcast or saw this all over Instagram, but Abby Gamboa from Upper Room, she just released a song, There Goes That Man, like 2 weeks ago or whatever. And John Mayer played it on his podcast. Like, he ends his every episode with like, and here's a new song and whatever, like, this song I like. He played Abby Gamboa's song at the end of the podcast, like, and it's fully about Jesus. I was like, what? How? What? This is amazing. Like, it's, Christian art is breaking through. It's breaking through. People are hungry. It's time to do it, guys. It's time to do it. So I would love, if you have a Bible or your phone, flip to Exodus 31. Give you a second to get there. Exodus 31. And we're going to chat about this dude named Bezalel. So Bezalel was the chief artisan of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle was being built to hold God's presence. Very important job. Very important job. So it says, the Lord said to Moses, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft. And then he says Oholiab is going to help him and teach as well. And then he goes through the list of like all that they need to build. So the tabernacle was this physical representation of the way that our lives should be with God at the center of it, his presence. Bezalel gets chosen. It says he's chosen by God. He's filled with the Spirit of God. I believe he is the first person in the Old Testament to be filled with the Spirit of God. That is wild. God chose an artist. and he's given the skills to make artistic designs. It says he's able to work in every craft. That's amazing. Like, how many of us go into like creating time, like asking the Lord to fill us with his Spirit? Like, I want to make that way more of a normal thing, a normal practice while I'm creating. And sidebar, can we talk about chat? Because AI is taking over. Personally, don't love AI. I like it for some things, you know, like, okay, give me some ideas for my kid's birthday party. Because my kid wants a storm chaser birthday party. Like, what am I supposed to do about that? Sorry. Yeah, good luck. I know. What I've noticed is, like, when I get into a rhythm of using AI and asking it questions, like, that's a question that I could have asked the Lord, right? Like, why am I not asking the Holy Spirit first? Like, we need to be careful, guys. We need to be careful. I want Jesus to be my go-to. So God gave the ability to Bezalel, and he is giving you the ability to do your craft. Beautiful. Exodus 36, quick flip. It says, Bezalel and Oholiab and every craftsman in whom the Lord has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every craftsman in whose mind the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to do the work. I just love the language there, like, in whose mind the Lord had put skill. Yes, please. And everyone whose heart stirred him up to come and do the work. Like, there's this element of community that's so important. Yeah, guys, creativity can be so lonely. I'm sure you've experienced that before. And artists get misunderstood a lot, but it's so good to create together. Like, I've recently done some like co-writing of songs in the last few years, and it's challenging, but it's so beautiful. And you get like the missing pieces, you know, like the body. It's just such a beautiful picture of the body, like, that we get to like fill in the gaps for each other, you know, and do it together and not be alone. Okay, let's flip to John 15. Verses 4-5 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That's pretty straightforward. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Creativity is a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful gift, but it isn't what we worship. At the end of the day, it's not it. none of this that we're talking about actually matters if we're not fulfilling the first commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. We worship a jealous God, and he wants your heart before the art. Okay, that can wait. He wants this first. And I want to ask you, like, you may have this incredible talent or gift that God has given you. Like, at the end of the day, would you be okay if you didn't have it anymore? Mm-hmm. If it got taken away, if you lost the ability because of a physical thing, like, who knows? Like, would you actually be okay, right? Like, sometimes our identity is so wrapped up in the thing that we do, and that's not the point, right? We need to be children of God first. We need to come to him to sit at his feet and be filled and release art from that place. Like, no matter what happens to me, and if I can't do the thing, I'm going to be okay because I'm still his. Yeah, so we need our identity to be grounded as a child of God before our identity as an artist. We got to keep the main thing. And calling is such a beautiful thing, but it can't take the place of that first commandment. So let's flip now to Luke 10. One of the most marking stories in my life. Luke 10, verse 38. About dear Martha and Mary. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Guys, one thing is necessary. Mary was choosing to abide in the vine. She chose to stop and sit at Jesus' feet, listening to his voice and his teachings. She was just taking him in. And Martha chose anxiousness. She was distracted. I really resonate with the distraction thing, especially as a mom. And I'm like, the list of things is crazy and it's never ending. And just that her whole vibe there, like, wow, I see myself a lot more often in Martha than in Mary. But I know that God, you know, has asked me to be like a Mary, sitting at his feet and choosing the one thing. And he says it will not be taken away from her. So we need to pause from our distractions and sit at the Lord's feet. He wants to speak to us. He wants to give you guidance and direction, delight through his word and through the Holy Spirit. And this is the place where we need to be creating from. And our art will have way more impact when we remain connected to the vine, right? So this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. And I would just love if we could have a little bit of prayer time before we do a bit of Q&A. So do you need to move? Do you need to stand? How do you feel? Are your legs okay? You want to sit? You want to sit? You're going to stand? Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Okay. Yeah, let's stand. Let's stand, guys. Let's stand. Yeah. Why not? If you're able, let's stand. And I would love for you, yeah, stretch it out. It's good. I would love for you to just take a posture however you need to, if it's on your knees, if it's on your face, if it's just standing still, but let's open our hands, okay? Just as a sign to the Lord. It's a prophetic act. And we're just going to pray. We're going to wait on him. We got time. We are not in a rush. So Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for this day. Thank you for Outpour Conference. And I thank you for all of these people in this room, God. Yeah, who you have gifted and who you have called. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gifts that you've given. Thank you for the gifts that you've given. And God, right now, we just say that we want to be like Mary, sitting at your feet, choosing the one thing day after day. We don't want to choose distraction or choose to be anxious about anything. But Lord, we want to pour our love at your feet. Yeah. And we want to create from a place of health. Yeah, I pray for these ones, Lord, that we would all just be creating from relationship with you, Holy Spirit. I pray for dreams. I pray that you would just speak to people in this room, Lord, that are looking for answers about something. Just bring other people along who have wisdom to share or words to share that... that's going to give them direction. Lord, I pray that you would just release finances in Jesus' name to release art. Art can be expensive to get out into the world. And so, Lord, I pray, I just released the testimony of like friends of mine who had music projects they were wanting to release and it being completely paid for by a random person. Come and release the funds, Lord. Thank you, God. And Jesus, we just hold these gifts to you and we say, take it all. Yeah. Take it all, because we want to give you our heart. We don't want these things to be idols in our lives. And we don't want them to be... where our identity comes from. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, would you just speak identity over these ones right now? Children of God, chosen, loved, seen, known. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and we pray just for glorious art to be released. We pray for revival through the arts. That your spirit would breathe upon our work and that souls would come to know you, Jesus. That people would be drawn in. That they would see you in the things that we make, in the work of our hands. These ones. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Woo. You guys are going to change the world. Oh, I love Jesus. Don't you? Sweet. Okay, well, this is what I had for you. And I would love, hopefully, you've been thinking of questions to ask, because that is all. So, anybody, I'm going to open it up. Yeah, right here.
Have you kind of, like, find the line that you walk with art to speak to like Christians and non-believers, and like kind of avoiding going down that kind of cheesy, preachy kind of thing, and like getting to like the heart of people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, making a connection is really important. Like in the example of my coworker, right? Like we had a relationship, we were growing in relationship. She knew I was a Christian, and I don't know, it's like kind of like you're walking it out and she's seeing that. So I think just her heart was like tender and ready to, I mean, she hasn't like accepted Jesus or anything, but like we're planting seeds too, right?
Absolutely.
That's, it's all good. But the line, I don't know, it's like just make good art. Yeah, and there is like there is a piece of it that's like you don't want to use like Christianese or whatever, right? But like it's also you can't be all things to everybody.
Yeah.
And like truth is going to pierce people's hearts. And so like it there is like make it cool and relevant, but then also there's like, well, even if not, like God can breathe on that, right?
Yeah.
Because like it just depends on how he moves. In the end, like it's how he moves on the thing. So I don't know if that really answers your question, but like, yeah, I think if we're just faithful and following him and trying our best to just walk that out, then like people are gonna see it and experience the light in you, right? Yeah, that is a good question. And I feel like I've not personally had to draw those lines really. Like in the workplace, there's a lot of stuff happening. How do I say this? Sorry. Internal processing. Yeah, it's government. So there's a lot of being like politically correct and being open to everything, you know? And so there's been some like certain things that I haven't participated in or like given my yes, I'm behind you for this kind of thing. Sorry, I'm like trying to be politically correct. But I think, yeah, like I haven't been in a situation where it's like, okay, hard no there. But like if you're walking with the Spirit, you're walking with Jesus and, you know, you're allowing him like, hey, Lord, what do we do here? Like he's going to give you the answer. He's going to lead you the right way and not into sin. Like we don't want to be in like sketchy situations. But I actually was listening to a podcast the other day. Who was it? I think it was on Rita Springer's Worship is My Weapon podcast. Great podcast, by the way. And she had an actor on and he was just like, people call him the Christian actor. And he's like, well, I don't call you like the atheist actor. Like, why is this like my label? But they like the industry knows like, okay, he's not going to do sex scenes or like he's not there. He has drawn a line. And I think that's like really beautiful. Like the Lord will honor you in your choice to be holy, not holier than thou, none of that business, right? Like whatever, but there is a line and Holy Spirit's in you. You're going to know what that line, you know, like you're asking him and you're in relationship. If you're abiding, God's going to be like, hey, that's too far. We're not going to go over there. We're not going to do that. So I don't know. Does that make sense? Yeah. Bye. Yeah.
My question is, when reading, throughout the year, kind of, so it'll be like 3 months.
Yes.
seasons where it's lots, and then there's seasons where it's not a lot. And I kind of wonder if it's not a lot, it can be a little distracting, or like, hey God, you know, what's the moment? Can you talk a little bit about like, your journey that, how to walk through the seasonality?
Yeah. So I'm in a weird season right now because I have three little kids. And like creativity is, like I said, like living and breathing, but I don't have time. I don't have time. And so it's just like, it's become like, it has become a bit of a utility thing as a graphic designer. We've planted a church in Stouffville and we're also running this ministry. And so my husband is like, he's not a designer. And he's like, hey, can you make this and this and this and this and this by in the next 3 days kind of thing, right? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't know when I'm going to do that, but yes, sure. Okay, so I feel like my creativity right now is very like just check off the things, utilitarian, like not very fun, very fun, but still fun because you are being creative. But I think in those like lulls, it's just like maybe a time to rest or like gather inspiration, you know, like I love that you're asking the Lord, like, hey, what are we creating in this season? But like, yeah, maybe he's like, hey, go for more walks, get inspired by nature, you know, like put the phone away, stop looking at Pinterest for inspiration and just like go look at, guilty, but like go, it's all good things, but go out and be inspired by like the things that he made and like the sounds you hear and just like I love like creators are like they capture all these little bits, like always like kind of collecting things, you know, inspiration and we're like magpies, right? Just like collecting all the things. Bless you, yes. Oh, so much blessing on you. Wow. Everybody. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like those lulls in the creativity is like maybe, yeah, that's like just like a time to rest and recoup and read, slow down. The Lord was talking to me about that the other day, like, hey, you can't really write an awesome workshop or create, you know, like create good art that if you're in a rush all the time or if you have that like sense of hurry. Like, okay, I got to do the next thing and I'm looking at my phone and just checking like constantly, like moving from the next thing to the next thing, like switching mental tabs. Like he's like, whoa, that's not my pace. So I don't know, like roll with it. Roll with the slowness is what I would say. But I don't know, does that answer your question? Sweet. Anybody else? Yeah, totally identify with that. Get in community. Yeah, like people are so helpful for that. It can just like push you forward or like, hey, can we just chat about this thing? Like, this is where I think that it should go, but like, I don't actually know if something feels off there or whatever. And then, you know, like other people can be so helpful in giving direction and just like talking it out, right? It's sometimes that's all you need to get the blockage moving. I feel like I was going to say another thing about that. People are important. And just start. That's what I was going to say. Like, get going in your head and it's like, oh, that's just too much. But if you just start, like sometimes that's just the first barrier, right? And then it's like, oh, okay, like now we have momentum going. Like we can actually start on this thing or go down this new direction or whatever. So that helps.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And again, community, so helpful. Raising, you know, that saying, like, it takes a village to raise kids. And it does. It's so important to have a village around you. Like, I would be dead if I did not have my parents nearby and other friends, you know, other mom friends. I freelanced for a long time before working at the town. And I really enjoyed that because it was my own pace. I could, kind of like control like what I'm saying yes to or not, and like the flow of things and how much work was coming in. But at the same time, how much work is coming in, right? It's like this balance of like, hey, are we making enough this month? Okay. And, or it's like, okay, I committed to too many things. So there was a lot of just kind of going back and forth on that and like finding a good rhythm there, but it worked really well for me having my other two are older now. So they're 7 and 4, and then I have a 5-month-old. So everybody's like 3 years apart, but when they were little, it was helpful for me to just be at home and like napping. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, do 2 hours of work here. And that gave me a lot of flexibility, but it's not for the faint of heart, but you can do it. You can do it. Paid my mortgage freelancing. So let's go. Yeah. Yeah. Not all of it. I am still paying my mortgage, but like, let's be clear. That would be amazing. Trust in the Lord and he will guide you. He'll guide your steps. He will. And motherhood, you can do all things, right? It's like, it's just another element to it, but yeah.
Yeah, I've got a question, but I just wanted to add a little bit to that subject. Remember that, like, with kids, they grow and they change in a season. Like,
it is a season.
I recently, like, my eldest daughter is now 12, and we've set a goal to sit down and write for a half hour together.
Oh, I love that.
She writes her stories, I write my stories.
That's so
like,
cool.
It's really cool. It's
yeah.
Like, there's a time where like she was 100% the same way as
yeah. Yes. Yes. Totally get it. Yeah, that's so beautiful. Yeah. That actually reminds me, like my son, who is he's turning 7 next month, but my husband produces music and he's got all his setup at home and whatever, and my son, like, I'm noticing like he has a really good ear, and so he'll just sit at the piano and then like, and he's also very into Minecraft, so he's playing Steve's Lava Chicken. But he's lifting it by ear, like he's finding the notes and stuff. I'm like, yes. And so my husband Trevor, he's like Kai, like let's rebuild this song, you know, on the computer, and like you can play the parts and like, yeah. And so it's really cool to be able to bring your kids into that. And yeah, that is a really beautiful gift. That's a great point. Yeah, like you get to create together at some point, and it's awesome. Awesome. I'm good here. 19. Oh, are we done? No. 10 minutes. Okay. Some more questions? Anybody? Yeah. Another one? Okay.
How do you kind of set, what's a good way that you're able to consistently kind of set your ego and like pride aside while doing art?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when like working with other people.
Yeah. Totally. No, yeah. Art, we have this weird thing about artists. Hi, thanks. Like we can be really self-deprecating. I don't know about you, but I'm like, ugh. But that's still pride.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Or we can think we are the cat's pajamas, right? And so it always comes back to like, Lord, you are Lord on the throne, and you're Lord over my life, and it's not about me, right? Like I have to pray that all the time. Like if I'm like really, you know, proud of something I made. And it's just like, okay, I'm noticing that I'm thinking about myself a lot. Like, I'm sorry, Lord. It's just repentance, we're turning the other way and we're giving him the glory, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I had to say a big thing with the solo I had coming up. So if I might, I just looked at me and said, probably nobody comes.
Oh, man. Yes, thank you. I needed that. Yes. 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 I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, to be honest, it was a lot of word of mouth. It just was like good customer experience. They loved the product and they were telling their friends. And it was like I became the person that they were reaching out to. I don't know. It just, and or like that they were sending other people my way. So have a good experience, you know, and get your word out there with social media. It's like, that whole thing is, oh my goodness, overwhelming. But it helps, right? Like you need visibility online, you do. And a website helps. Put your work out there. Put your work out there. Everyone, do it. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one resonated, eh? Yeah. Even here too. Yeah, I mean, that's the question. That's the question. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's about, I don't know. No, I think, how would I say this? Like, again, with the abiding thing, right? Like, if we're walking with the Lord, then yeah, he is gonna share things with us. And like, I don't know if we have to get so, what's the word, like molecular about it? Like, oh, is this the Lord or is this, like, just create, because he's in you. You are the tabernacle, right? Like his presence is in you and you're gonna create and that's gonna, so, I don't know, yeah, like, why do we want to know? Like, if we're just doing it all unto him, or you're saying, like, from a pride piece, like, oh, I want to just do this on my own, or? Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, community is super important, and, like, older voices, I don't know, like, when we were gonna move to California, we're like, that's like a huge decision. And we got a lot of like older, wiser people to speak into that. And like, you know, we're not just like, hey, do you think this is a good idea? But like bringing them into it. Like we're going to the Lord first, but bringing other voices into it. Like, hey, do you think this is wise or whatever? Like, or even when you're just talking about a project, like I wanna release an EP or something, and people are like, heck yeah, you know, like that's a sign, you know, that people are that you should do it. I think you should just release all your art. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody else. Okay.
Just to jump off of what you said, whenever I feel like, yeah, and I have a question, like, where does this go? It's just like me having a good idea. I often ask myself, if I saw somebody else do this, would I still be? Will it still be like, this is so good?
Oh, that's
or does it matter? Like, do I have to do it? Do I care about me being involved? Or And I think that helps me, like, position myself of, like, is it about me or is it about the thing of God being glorified through this?
Yeah,
this idea,
come on.
So I found that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, yeah.
Also, can I add, I think, for, like, in the Bible, like, it talks about, like, almost every time Jesus would have, like, a big sermon, there would be, like, a moment where he was going and, like, praying over people. He would then retreat and go into solitude.
Yes.
And like that shows that like God is easiest found in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of my ideas a lot of the time can come from like the noise, especially like online. It's like
you're seeing
everybody's stuff, you're seeing all these things. Kind of like what you were saying before about like maybe like in that lulls of just like going out and just being with God instead of immediately going to Pinterest or listening to music for inspiration and things like that. And it's like to actually having ideas and then sitting with God and that before going and sharing it with people being like, is this good? Is this not like,
right.
I think the noise is where we can kind of get confused.
Yes. Yes. Confusion is so real. Yeah. Very real element. Yeah. Digital drawings.
Personal
drawings. Oh, yeah. I actually forgot to bring this, but I have this, like, leather-bound, beautiful sketchbook, or it's, like, full of, like, watercolor paper, and it's from a ministry in North Carolina called Cageless Birds. Jonathan and Melissa Helser, yes, yes, yes. You know, I'm no longer a slave. Yeah. You know that one? That's them. Okay. So, context. So they sell all these like amazing like artisan goods and stuff, and I got this history book, and it's like this big thing that you can paint in, and it's gorgeous. But that is like a great place where I like do personal processing, you know, just like doodle. This it looks like whatever it's gonna look like. It's not for anyone, just for me to create, and although unto him, right? Like it's like he's given me the gift, so it's unto him. Like, I, yeah. But yes, personal drawings, love it. Definitely do that all the time. Yeah. Wait, what time is it? 2:28. Time for a pee break, everyone. Cut that out of the audio. Thank you, guys. Please go.